Is it necessary to stand for Kaddish? You see people, most people, amongst the Ashkenazim at least, most stand, but especially in Eretz Yisrael, you see that some people also sit. So is it in fact necessary to stand for Kaddish? So the Darkei Moshe, the Raman, Simen Nun Vav, discusses this, and he quotes that the Maril did not stand for Kaddish. However, any Kaddish that came while he was already standing, so then he would continue to stand. But the Rama writes that the Minog is to stand for Kaddish, and there is in fact a Yerushalmi which says this based on a Pasuk having to do with Eglon, Melech Moab, that Ehud comes to him and says, get up, because I have something to tell you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he gets up as a sign of Kavod, and therefore that's a source that we should also stand up for Yehei Shmei Rabbah V'chol Davar Shebik Dusha. The Rama quotes this in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Nun Vav Sif Aleph, that a person should stand for Kaddish and for any Davar Shebik Dusha. Magen Avraham writes that there were those who disputed this, and the Arizal apparently did not stand, and he claimed that this Yerushalmi was a Tov Sofer. In fact, we don't have it in our Yerushalmis, and it's all a Tov Sofer, and there's no Raya that a person needs to stand based on Eglon. Magen Avraham claims not the whole thing is a toast. Just part of it is a toast. The part where it says that Ehud said to him, stand up, because in fact in the Pasuk it doesn't say that. Ehud does not tell him to stand up. He just says, I have something to tell you from Hashem, and Eglon on his own stands up. So Magen Avraham writes, okay, that doesn't push off the Kavah Chomer. It's still a good Kavah Chomer. If he stood up, Mistama, Ehud told him to. And if Ehud told him to, that's a riot that one has to stand up for a Davar Shebik Dusha. Or others say, even if Ehud didn't tell him to, he stood up on his own. If Eglon wasn't exactly one of the Chassidim Umos HaOlam, if he stood up as a sign of Kavod for Dvar Hashem, so for a Davar Shebik Dusha, certainly we should stand up as well. The Magen Avraham writes, therefore, Ein Lahakel, and a person should stand for all the Kaddishes. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham as well. That's the standard approach amongst the Ashkenazi poskim, although it's not entirely unanimous. The Taz disagrees, and the Aruch HaShulchan writes, well, maybe the Kaddishes that are required Mikra Adin would have one status, and others, the additional add-on Kaddishes would have a different status, but the general minhag amongst the Ashkenazim is that people would stand for Kaddish. Sometimes you see people, they are a little bit lazy getting up. They sit, and they get up for Yehei Shmei Rabbah. So, in fact, Yehei Shmei Rabbah is the most important part, but if a person is going to stand, he may as well stand from the beginning. The essential part of Kaddish is from the beginning until the end of what we call the Chatzi Kaddish. In fact, the post came right that when the Arizal would stand for a Kaddish that came when he was already standing, he would only stand until the end of the Chatzi Kaddish, even if it was a longer Kaddish. Then he would sit down. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes, you shouldn't walk in front of someone who's saying Kaddish, just like you don't walk in someone who's saying Shemona Esrei. But that's from the beginning until the end of what is colloquially known as Chatzi Kaddish. After that, it's additional add-ons, and it doesn't have that same status. The Sfaradi poskim, for the most part, were knowing otherwise. Not like the Rama, like it says in the Arizal, that if the Kaddish comes when you're already standing, so then you have to stand, at least until the end of what we call Chatzi Kaddish. Otherwise, it's not necessary to do so. In the Yalkut Yosef, he just adds a couple of points. Number one, that he claims that, let's say a person wants to be machmer, I'll stand. So he claims one should not do so. One should not bedavka stand for the kaddishes, that it would be a sign of yura. However, Rav Avadya paskins that if a Sephardi is davening in an Ashkenazi minyan, where the minhag is that people do stand for kaddish, then it would be in fact proper to stand for Kaddish, not to be the only one or amongst a small minority sitting while everyone is standing as a sign of Kavod. Have a wonderful day and a great Shabbos.